Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 62 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts. St. Clair Healthcare received its first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine this week. Doctors are urging people with type 2 diabetes to get the COVID-19 vaccine. A new survey finds many Appalachian women are in the dark about basic health risk factors. Kentucky public schools are rushing to recover funds depleted by the opioid epidemic. A Lexington native is a finalist in the Doodle for Google contest. In sports, the Moorhead State men's basketball coach has extended his contract. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 41. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast right after this news. St. Clair Healthcare received its first allocation of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine this week, just as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration expanded the emergency use to include adolescents as young as 12 years of age. While SCH has administered at least one dose of the Moderna vaccine to more than 11,000 patients since January, vaccines were only available to patients 18 and older until now. SCH Chief Medical Officer Dr. Will Milan says all residents should be vaccinated as soon as they are able to do so.
These vaccines are safe and effective life-saving treatment, and withholding that is really not, frankly, ethical, right? We need to change that conversation and stop talking about and validating and adding credibility to complete lies. That's really the first step.
Milan says medical staff at St. Clair have all agreed to be vaccinated, but the organization has not yet made it a requirement. He hopes to see more organizations make vaccination mandatory for employment. People with type 2 diabetes face an increased risk of severe illness if they become sick with the coronavirus, and in eastern Kentucky, community health workers are urging people with the condition to consider getting a vaccine. Earlier this year, the CDC moved to prioritize all Americans living with diabetes for COVID-19 vaccination. Retired nurse and volunteer firefighter Jeannie Wheeler of Johnson County lives with type 2 diabetes, and she says she didn't hesitate to get the vaccine.
I had no issues with deciding that the vaccine was the way to go. And for me, I was always for vaccinations for my children. My daughter's a frontline worker. She had her vaccine.
All Kentuckians age 16 and up are now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. A new survey finds many Appalachian women feel they're in the dark about basic health risk factors, despite having heightened concerns about wellness during the COVID-19 pandemic. Nearly 7 in 10 women surveyed say they're more concerned about COVID-19 than cancer or heart disease. Dr. Andrea Clemens of the National Primary Care Doctor Network says 9 in 10 women are unaware that heart disease is the leading cause of death in women.
More than half the women were feeling anxious, stressed, depressed, but yet many of them didn't ask for help. So you need to know that if there are things going on, you have to reach out to your physician, and you need a physician who has the time.
Clemens adds many report the pandemic has affected their physical and emotional health, yet didn't ask for help. Kentucky public schools are jumping to recover funds depleted by the opioid epidemic. Jefferson County Public Schools passed a resolution in October to compensate for additional costs associated with educating children impacted by the crisis. Attorney Ron Johnson is representing the state's public school districts. Johnson tells Wave 3 News manufacturers should pay for the damages done.
On its face, it's just absurd for the manufacturers or the distributors or anyone else involved in the process to claim that they weren't doing anything wrong when they were selling enough opioid pills in a small town in Kentucky for the entire state of New York.
The public school districts have sued McKinsey and Company Incorporated for causing millions of Americans to become addicted to opioids. Lexington native Milo Golding is a finalist in the Doodle for Google competition. Son of the late Moorhead State University professor Dino Golding, Milo is 16 years old and a junior at Lexington Christian Academy. He is one of four finalists in the nation. The theme for the competition this year is I Am Strong Because, and is the reason Golding entered the competition. Milo tells LAX 18 his dad inspired him through his doodle.
I put I'm strong because I have hope. And one of the main reasons for that is because I remember having a conversation with my father and asking him how he went through life obstacles to become who he wanted to be. And he said, hope makes me strong.
To vote for Golding, go to doodles.google.com, then go to the 10 through 12 group. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, caring for the community by encouraging everyone to follow safety guidelines and stay healthy. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies and confections, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, Laura Hemp's chocolates, and Blue Mondays. Ruth Hunt Candy celebrates 100 years in 2021, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
As more guests are allowed in bars and restaurants, restaurant owners feel there may not be enough employees to wait on them. Bruce Wren, Director of Operations at Lex Live, tells WKYT they do weekly job fairs Tuesday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m., to try and hire more people. But the employee shortage is affecting businesses across the state. Wren says they did have some turnover since back in March, but are still doing fine, especially for a business of their size. They do still have openings that they're working to fill.
Arguably, with the period we're going through right now, that's the most challenging period that I'm certainly familiar with since I've, been in business.
The newest change, work search requirements for people on unemployment insurance will be reinstated starting Sunday. Anyone on UI will be required to search for work as they did before the pandemic and report at least one job contact per week. This includes the job title, who they contacted, and the name of the employer. As businesses reopen across the country, many are having trouble finding workers to fill open jobs. Kentucky is no exception. Michael Clark, University of Kentucky's director for the Center for Business and Economic Research, tells WKYT employers may have to raise wages, at least temporarily, to find the employees they need right now.
So we still have a lot of workers out there who could potentially fill these jobs. So over time, what we hope is that these workers and these employers will get matched up. So that maybe there won't be as much wage pressure.
Clark says raising wages could eventually lead to higher prices for consumers as businesses are forced to pass on part of their costs. However, Clark says businesses could turn to other measures to keep labor costs down, like investing in automation or other technologies that reduce the need for human labor. Kentucky's minimum wage was raised to $7.25 an hour in 2009, but the buying power of that wage has steadily decreased. Economists say minimum wage should be around $9 in 2021 to provide the same value as the wage did in 2009. Nearly a year after protests in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd, Columbus Division Police have yet to identify the name of the officer who pepper-sprayed student reporters and shouted, quote, "I don't care," as they identified themselves as members of the media. Maeve Walsh, the former special projects editor for Ohio State University's The Lantern, was one of those pepper sprayed on June 2, 2020. She says being prevented from covering the events of the night by members of law enforcement is a clear violation of freedom of the press, a foundational First Amendment right.
You know, as journalists, it's really frustrating because it limits us from doing our job. We have a obligation to the public to show them, what exactly happens in their own community. They have a right to know that.
A police spokesperson told reporters the incident is still under investigation. After surveying dozens of reporters around Ohio about press freedom in the state, Eye on Ohio and Matter News found that most say they enjoy a high degree of latitude, although they face increased vitriol online. Kentucky State Police have a new dog trained to sniff out hidden electronic devices containing graphic images. May is a 2.5-year-old Labrador According to LAX 18, May's handler, Detective Leslie Strong, will hide 4 electronic devices in an office room, and May can find them all in under 5 minutes. Detective Strong says May is one of 51 canines in the country, but the only one in the state qualified to go and track the electronics.
The odor that May detects, it's a specific chemical used in the manufacturing process of electronic devices that have storage capabilities.
So far, May has been on 4 search warrants, and all were successful. She also serves as a comfort dog when needed in difficult scenes. The Kentucky State Police Electronic Crime Branch arrested a Rowan County man on Monday on charges related to child sexual abuse material. 29-year-old Jonathan Davenport was arrested as the result of an undercover Internet Crimes Against Children investigation. The KSP Electronic Crime Branch began the investigation after discovering the suspect uploading images of child sexual exploitation online. The investigation resulted in the execution of a search warrant at a residence in Moorhead on Monday. Equipment used to facilitate the crime was seized and taken to KSP's Digital Forensics Laboratory for examination. The investigation is ongoing. Davenport is currently charged with 1 count of use of a minor under 16 in a sexual performance, a Class B felony, and 1 count of distribution of matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor, a Class D felony. He was lodged in the Rowan County Detention Center and is being held on a $50,000 bond. And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, after leading the Moorhead State men's basketball program to national prominence in 2020-21 with an Ohio Valley Conference championship and NCAA tournament appearance, head coach Preston Spradlin has extended his contract. The extension will keep Spradlin as the Eagles' head coach through the 2024-25 season. Spradlin recently completed his 4th season as full-time head coach after spending the majority of the 2016-17 season as an interim head coach. He will be in his 8th season overall with Moorhead State men's basketball and his 13th year working with the Division I program in 2021-22. Spradlin was named OVC Coach of the Year this season. He was also named the National Association of Basketball Coaches District 18 Coach of the Year, as well as to the Hugh Durham Mid-Major Coach of the Year finalist list and the Jim Fellen National Coach of the Year finalist list. And now taking a look at your region's weather forecast. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 41. Thursday, sunny with a high near 65. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 43. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 71. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. And for your Sunday, a 20% chance of showers after 10 a.m. with a high near 69. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, Wiley Tanner, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.